There's a company called Vaughan Constructions, and I know Vaughan Constructions, Emily, because when we leave school, when we left school,
yes,
after our HSE, as it was in those days, we all went on and got jobs. Newey got an apprenticeship as an electrician. Brocker became an apprentice cabinet maker. I got the job as office boy at 3AW in Latrobe Street. I could go through the whole list, but I won't. Mm. And then David Saylor got a job at a construction company called Vaughan Constructions.
And they're still going strong.
Still going strong. He then left and moved on and had his own construction company. He's since retired. So that's how long ago we're talking. But they have just won an award. Let's find out what the deal is. Andrew Noble, Managing Director of Vaughan Constructions. Good morning.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, good, Andrew. Do you know David Saylor, first up?
The name doesn't ring a bell, funnily enough. I was a bit worried when you mentioned that name before. It didn't ring a bell, but...
No, well, it was ages ago that he went off and did his own company anyway, but it just indicates that Vaughan Constructions have been going around for years, haven't you?
Yeah, we're established in 1955. That story you just relayed about people finishing their HSC and going and seeking an apprenticeship or starting off in the office or whatever, that's exactly what I did. I was halfway through my HSC exams and had an interview with Ken Vaughan. He offered me an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
I went back to school and I finished my last two HSC exams. I didn't pay as much attention to them as I probably should have because I knew I had a job.
Yeah.
And started with Vaughan's, and that was 30 years ago today.
Oh, fantastic. Did you actually get to pass your HSC?
I did get through.
Oh, good on you. Well, it was a win-win situation for you.
It was indeed.
Yeah. Now tell us about this huge award that you've won.
It was the Master Builders Awards for Victoria, and it was for the Dulux facility out at Merrifields, which is north of Melbourne, near Epping. It's a paint manufacturing facility. It's actually the largest paint manufacturing facility in the Southern Hemisphere now, and we won the award for our category, which was the industrial category. But we also won the open category, which is for the Master Builder of the Year for 2018.
Fantastic, Andrew. Congratulations.
Thank you. What
did the judges say was particularly impressive about the Dulux facility? And paint a picture for a... I didn't mean that pun. As to...
Oh, I see. I get it.
Yeah, very clever.
To the scale of that project and how long it took.
The scale's huge. To try to put a picture around it, it's a building that sits on a 7.5 hectare site. The building area itself sits around 22,000 square metres of building area. It has about 1,000 tonnes of steel in it. It has about 12.5 kilometres of stainless steel tubing in it. And there's about 45,000 square metres of external concrete. So the scale of the facility is huge, but one of the things that really impressed the judges was also the complexity. Paint facilities don't get built very often. They get built about every 30 to 50 years. So every time you build a paint facility, you're really reinventing the wheel. So what we've got out there at Merrifields now is probably, you know, the most advanced paint manufacturing facility in the world. It's capable of producing huge volumes of paint. It's something like 50 million litres of water-based paint every year.
Gee.
So what got the judges was the fact that we were in new territory. We were reinventing the wheel, as I said. And I think the judges were, first of all, impressed by the quality of the construction. It has to be a quality outcome. And I think they were also impressed with the methodology that we adopted. We adopted what's called an ECI, or an early contractor involvement methodology, and that's where Dulux essentially said, we want Vaughan's to be our builder. Now, collectively, let's get together and work out how we're going to do it. So we were there right from the very outset. And the judges were very impressed by that approach, by Dulux, and also our contribution to that approach. Some 18 months, 2 years later, they're up and running and exceeding all of their expectations.
What an interesting story. Someone asked me the other day, had I ever seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey? And I said, only on a Dulux colour chart. But that's another story. Does the board of Dulux ever come up with crazy ideas, and did they suggest, you know, something like a big fibreglass old English sheepdog out the front or something like that? Something well, unusual, new as a builder look. No, we can't do that. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, one thing we never say is we can't do it. We can do everything, and we love clients that have imagination.
Yeah.
And Dulux definitely have it. At the actual opening of the facility, the English sheepdog was there sitting on a pot of paint, would you believe?
Oh, fantastic.
But what they have done out there, a part of the firefighting equipment, which sits obviously external of the building, they're very large fire tanks. I want to say they're large water storage tanks. And Dulux came up with the idea, why don't we turn them into paint pots? So when you drive out there, you see these two paint pots on steroids sitting out the front of their building.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah, that would look good.
An ugly water tank has turned into quite a feature of the building.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Just to finish up, what sort of money does a build like that cost?
As an investment for Dulux, it's in excess of $150 to $200 million. The building value is obviously not all of that, but by the time you integrate all of the equipment, a lot of the equipment is being sourced from overseas. Dulux had a great policy of sourcing from Australia wherever they could, so there's a huge representation of the Australian manufacturing equipment in the facility as well. But it's about that scale. It's a significant investment. It's the biggest investment that Dulux have ever made. And I'm happy to say it's really paying off for them.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the award, Andrew. Vaughan, a company that's been around for years, as we discussed, top company, and there's proof of that with your big award from the Master Builders Association of Victoria, Victorian Master Builder of the Year. Vaughan Constructions, thanks for joining us. You've been there since you left school. Are you going to ever change jobs, do you think, at this late stage, Andrew?
No, I think I'm a little bit institutionalised, but we've also got a pretty exciting future ahead, so I want to make sure that I'm a part of that, so I think I'll stick around.
Good on you. That's Andrew Noble, Managing Director of Vaughan Constructions. On 3AW, it's 14 to 10.